A proposal to regulate rental properties in Alliance is still awaiting consideration from City Council. The ordinance was removed from Monday's agenda. It did not include specifics about a registration fee.
If you read an ordinance and then there's a substantial change to it, you kind of have to start over. So, you know, adding a fee would probably be a substantial change. That's why, you know, just treating it as a draft, giving everybody a couple of weeks to look at it, take it in.
Law Director Caitlin Wire recommended lawmakers come back in 2 weeks after mulling over the proposal. Council agreed to change the February 17th meeting location to a site to be determined and allow for more discussion with the public. Landlords again voiced opposition to the ordinance. Canton fire officials say no one was hurt when flames broke out at a vacant house Monday night. Around 9:40, firefighters responded to the 2600 block of Abbott Place Northwest. The two-story house was undergoing a renovation. Division Chief Steve Henderson says the blaze was triggered by an electrical problem. Damage to the structure and contents is estimated at $52,000. Louisville City Council receives an update on miscellaneous business. More from WDPN's David Schurer.
Officials confirmed the $1.6 million purchase of the former Rite Aid pharmacy property by Campbell Oil Company, which is the parent company of Bell Stores. The Louisville Public Library building is expected to open in mid-April, and the land swap with the city for the green space on Gorgas Street will be consummated shortly thereafter. The new Louisville Fire Station on South Chapel Street is expected to be completed in late September.
A Canton Township man will spend 3 years on probation for a shooting that wounded another man. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer sentenced 22-year-old Michael Williams Friday and ordered him to perform 200 hours of community service. He pleaded guilty to amended charges of discharge of a firearm on or near a prohibited premises, obstructing official business, and illegal conveyance of weapons onto the grounds of a specified governmental facility. After an argument, he shot into a home on 25th Street Southeast November 9th. A man was struck in the leg. Deputies arrested Williams after a foot chase. He also tried to carry a live round into the jail. The Hoover Foundation plans to give the city of North Canton a $750,000 grant. The funding will go toward construction of a $16 million fire station. According to the repository, the grant is contingent on passage of a 0.5% increase of the city's income tax. The tax hike was placed on the May 6th ballot by council. It would generate about $3.6 million annually. Lawmakers pledged to not renew, replace, or seek an alternative property tax for the city's existing property tax, fire, and EMS levies. They also won't seek a new bond issue to pay for the fire station. Two more lawsuits resulting from the 2023 train derailment in East Palestine have been brought against Norfolk Southern. Both were filed in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. WKBN-TV reporter Anna Marsick alleges negligence and liability and says she was exposed to dangerous and/or deadly fumes, toxins, and particulate matter in the air and water. She claims she required medical care for an illness. Marsick is seeking damages in excess of $1 million. Due to the nature of her injuries, the suit says she will incur future medical damages, illness, and premature death. Allstate Insurance also filed suit, accusing the railroad of negligence, nuisance, and trespass, damaging the properties of the insured. Allstate is seeking damages in excess of $295,000. A Columbiana County judge has issued a life prison sentence to a West Virginia man. Judge Scott Washam handed the sentence Monday to 40-year-old Michael Presley of Sistersville. Presley pleaded guilty to one count of rape. He will be eligible for parole in 10 years. After his release, Presley must register with the sheriff's office every 90 days for the rest of his life. He engaged in sexual conduct with an 11-year-old girl in November 2022. Prosecutors say the activity occurred while the victim was asleep at an East Liverpool home. A man is in stable condition after being shot at an apartment in Boardman. Police were called around 2 a.m. today about a disturbance at an address on Shields Road. Officers discovered a man shot in the leg. He was transported to the hospital. Police say no charges have been filed, but they have a person of interest in the case. The incident is under investigation. A vacant apartment building in Youngstown is heavily damaged by fire. Around 7 a.m. today, firefighters were called to the Todd Lane address. The two-story facility was fully involved. Officials say gas and electric was turned off to the building about 10 years ago. There were no injuries reported. The fire's cause is under investigation. A man is in critical condition at St. Elizabeth Health Center after he was knocked out in Youngstown. Police responded to the Hookah Bar on West Federal Street around 1:30 Saturday morning. The man was found unconscious at the address. Witnesses gave officers video showing the man being punched in the head by another man after he pushed a woman. The victim fell on the pavement and struck his head. The suspect got into into a car and drove away. The victim was attempting to intervene in several arguments at the time. The 11th District Court has ruled a Trumbull County man's appeal has merit. The ruling concerns 33-year-old Miko Howard, who is serving a 4.5-year prison sentence. The case will be sent back to Trumbull County Common Pleas Court. Howard pleaded guilty last year to one count each of possession of fentanyl-related compounds, having weapons under disability, and tampering with evidence. His plea did not include a complete admission of guilt, which is required. The appeals court agreed the trial court never informed Howard of the effect of a guilty plea. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.